Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today I want to talk about how exercise really does reduce stress. I've had earlier podcasts in which I've talked about the benefits of exercise, and I've had experts in the field of exercise physiology and psychology talk about how important exercise is to individuals in terms of reducing stress and reducing anxiety and reducing depression. And scientists have known for years that exercise produces or creates new brain cells. But they weren't quite sure what these new brain cells did differently than the older brain cells until some research that I came across shows really what this significant difference is. And today I just want to present some of the research that proves exercise creates new cells and that these new cells are better functioning and better able to handle stressors than our older brain cells. Now, all of the research I'm going to talk about today is was performed on rats. And people say, well, why rats? Well, clearly their functioning is similar in many respects to ours. They're observable. They're animals that can be genetically programmed to be high anxiety or low anxiety. They are animals, obviously, that could be then, you know, dissected to determine what their brains are doing. Can't do that very easily with humans. So the research has pinpointed exactly what the changes are. Now, some of the research came out of Princeton University. They discovered that if you have a group of rats that you kind of run, you exercise them, and then you put them in a stressful situation. So, for example, in this particular study, there were two groups of rats, the runners and the non-runners, and they were put in a stressful situation for rats, which is, you know, put them in water and make them swim, and they're not really good at that, and they find it very, very anxiety-provoking. But what they found was that the rats who were runners had newer brain cells, and these brain cells were quiet or quieter than the older brain cells. In other words, they weren't as agitated as the old brain cells were. That these brain cells were biochemically different. The rats who were not runners were agitated, as one would expect, and didn't have the advantage of having these newer cells in their brains. Studies also from the University of Colorado in Boulder were used again with rats, and you know they were trained to be anxious and helpless and exposed to situations that provoked stress. And what they found is that when the rats were introduced to these anxiety-provoking situations, there was an increase in serotonin. The rats that were running for 6 weeks or so did not have an increase in serotonin. But the rats, again, who were non-physically fit, so to speak, had serotonin increases. Now, everyone knows it, or most people know, that serotonin is one of the neurochemicals that we try to increase in depressed patients. So people have to have a normal amount of serotonin to function properly. If you have too little, you're going to have, you know, a depressive disorder. Not everybody, only those people who are prone to that particular situation. But if you have too much serotonin, then you get agitated and anxious. So there's this kind of window of normal or desirable serotonin. And if it's too much, you have a problem, and too little, you have a problem. And it turns out by increasing anxiety, you also increase serotonin and you get somewhat agitated. But again, as I said, the rats who were trained for 6 weeks in running did not have that increase in serotonin. In another experiment, exercised rats who were then exposed to stress did not have excessive oxidative stress in the brain. And excessive oxidative stress causes cell death. And what they found is that the rats who were exercised and had more of these new neurons could handle stress better and didn't have this oxidative stress that the non-physically fit rats had. So what this data suggests is that exercise promotes new cell development, and the new cells that are developed are better able to handle stress and anxiety situations. So that makes us more healthy in response to stressful situations. Now, my theory is that the new cells that are developed have not been exposed to years and years of stressful situations, so they're not kind of trained to respond to stress in this kind of standardized reaction. The new cells don't have that exposure, so they're kind of like, you know, brand new baby cells that are fresh and haven't been programmed to respond to stress in this way. What the data suggested is that it took 6 weeks of exercise for the rats to develop these new cells. Rats that exercised for 3 weeks didn't have the same benefit. So I can't really extrapolate, you know, what the point is where, you know, for humans, that 6 week point would be. I assure you it's a lot longer, but I have no idea. So the message really is that if you start exercising, stick with it, use it as a vehicle in your life, as part of your life, because it takes a long time to develop these new cells. You want to develop as many as you possibly can. So again, this goes back to the fact that exercise in your life on a regular basis is good for your health. So we now have data to suggest how this works in the brain, why people who are exercisers have more ability to handle stress and anxiety. So again, exercise and keep exercising. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.